Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. None of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. Ivan's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Starbucks is at 482 points. Temperature outside is 72 degrees. A little overcast. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
I have an app from I would like to sell you.
Yeah.
It didn't work, but I just had to sell it to you.
Man, did they mess up big time.
Oh, that's incredible. They are just beating them up, too, about it. We're going to get into the kind of the components. I was tracking some things from last night. The big winner out of this whole thing is Joe Biden, because it's going to take a couple of days. Maybe we'll find out this afternoon. Joey read to you the announcement about possibly this afternoon. But I was getting word that Joe Biden was getting hammered, that he was he wouldn't even make it in some places enough to be viable.
Yeah, Bernie released his internal polling. The Buttigieg campaign, I don't believe they released it, but they said their internal polling had Pete on top. Bernie said, no, I was on top. Pete was second in my internal polling. Who knows?
Well, but I tell you, and the story would be, if we had found out that Bernie and Pete were at the top and Biden was down and fourth next to Elizabeth Warren, was Elizabeth slightly ahead of him, the big story would be, is Joe Biden going to get out of the race?
Right.
And so would he. I mean, you could tell when he did his, thank God, that screw-up happened. But it's really something to watch this. I mean, it was so funny watching MSNBC, CNN, Fox trying to da 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 da, little tap dance there, and because they didn't know what to do, they were looking for numbers. And it's kind of like my internet, me talking yesterday. I mean, if you're going to be a reporting system, you need to report something, and that normally are numbers.
Right.
Amazing. They just totally messed up. So we have State of the Union tonight. We're going to have Bradley Byrne on tomorrow to give his viewpoint of the State of the Union. We had Iowa last night, which was a debacle. I mean, it was awful. It really was. It was like watching somebody cross the street that's blind in heavy traffic.
I was listening to, like, an audiobook, getting errands done, and I checked at, like, 9:30. I'm like, where are the results? It's so bad.
It was incredible. So let's listen to Peter Ducey weigh in on the Iowa and Biden claims victory.
One caucus secretary said he was on hold for more than an hour trying to call in the old-fashioned way and report his precinct results. A lot of folks jammed up trying to do it the old-school way to get these results in. Early data showing that Iowa is on pace for 2016 in terms of voter turnout, which is still significantly lower than in the 2008 Democratic caucuses when then-Senator Barack Obama made history on his way to the White House. Peter Ducey, standing by at Biden campaign headquarters, may have more of a sense of what's going on. Right, Peter, folks are giving their speeches. They're moving on. They're heading to New Hampshire.
They are moving on. The former Vice President Shannon is on a plane with his senior staff, and we can now officially report from his campaign headquarters here at Drake that Joe Biden's battle for the soul of the nation in Iowa is done, because a big sign that said his slogan, battle for the soul of the nation, just came down. His staff has already taken a photo on the stage where the lectern is. It looks like the microphones are coming down as well after a few more staff photos. But the Biden team, just to put things into perspective of how it unfolded here, right around the time that Amy Klobuchar became the first Democrat to take the stage this evening, I got a telephone call from somebody with the Biden campaign who did not really have any, we had not been getting many updates about the timing. This Biden staffer called me and said, he is on the way. He is going to be on the stage any minute. And that was really the first information that we got about timing at all. He came out, he spoke, he took pictures for about 15 minutes. But here's what he said about the way forward.
Well, the Iowa Democratic Party is working to get this result, get them straight. And I want to make sure they're very careful in their deliberations.
Yeah, because I don't want these results out right now.
From our indications, it's going to be close. We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates. So it's on to New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, and well beyond. We're in this for the long haul.
He knows. He knows. He knows that he was number four. He knows. We're going to walk out with our share of delegates. In other words, those that we're supposed to get. We're not going to walk out with the lion's share. We're not going to walk out with more than our share. We're going to walk out with our share. He knows. And I want them to take their time because I don't want anything to start screwing things up. I tell you one thing that you, and you mentioned it yesterday, normally New Hampshire does something different than Iowa. And number one, I think New Hampshire's going to get it right.
Yeah.
But number two, I think the people in New Hampshire are going to unload if Biden has any little kind of shuffling on this whole thing. I think they're going to unload on him. I think he's about to make a tactical decision. Because the truth is going to come out. I think New Hampshire is going to baste him. I think Sanders is going to do well. I think Buttigieg is going to do well. Elizabeth Warren and Biden, I think, are going to be lost causes. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JR. JR, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today?
Good, Dan. Want to let you. You mentioned Bradley Byrne a while ago. We went to a meet and greet with him last night in Prattville.
Yeah, how was it?
And it was great, Dan. He's just, he's one of us. I mean, that's just all you can say. He's not a Jeff Sessions, sort of a neat kind of person. He is just a down to earth, just like folks you go to church with are.
Where was the meet and greet?
I had it at Fat Boys there in Prattville.
Who you calling Fat Boy?
Pardon?
So who you calling Fat Boy?
Well, a guy that owns it. But it was. I think they're closed on Monday, so we just had a. I think somebody local sponsored that thing. Had a really good meal, but got to question him and talk to him. He didn't beg for any money. Never mentioned any money, anything like that. But I would urge folks to just take a look at him. I mean, he is. He's up there. And he knows his way around.
He does indeed. Jared, go ahead.
I think he'd be a big help, for us. Nothing wrong with anybody else except Sessions. I mean, I'm not going to vote for him, but, I really like this guy.
I appreciate the telephone call and the comments.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Have you seen the new Tupperville ad where he gets mad on the field?
No, I haven't
seen it. Yeah, he's mad and on the field, and he goes, and when... He goes, when I see something wrong, I'm going to fix it. I get angry. And then he's riding his car talking about that Trump was appointed by God and walking with a shotgun in his hand. It's a good ad. It's a very good ad. It's right in that Trump motif here. So let's continue on with Peter Ducey here.
Biden staffers, though, were a lot less forgiving in their tone, talking about the Iowa Democratic Party officials. The general counsel for the Biden campaign sent a letter to the head of the party this evening. We're not sure if the party has received it yet, but part of it says, look, before you go public with anything, you have to check with us to see if the way that you have resolved the problems tonight is satisfactory to us. Senior Biden officials are now taking to social media to say that Iowa Democrats should be questioning the integrity of the results from this evening. The results we don't know anything about. So that's what we're getting from the Biden campaign. Amy Klobuchar, who we have been reporting all night, was bunched in the top five with all of the top tier, also gave a speech, and her tone was pretty cheerful.
My friends here in Iowa, you know we have beaten the odds every step of the way. We have done it on the merits, we have done it with ideas, and we have done it with hard work. We know there's delays, but we know one thing. We are punching above our weight.
Thousands of volunteers, hundreds of precinct captains for all of these campaigns are going to bed this evening in Iowa without knowing if their candidate that they invested so much time and energy into won, and without knowing if those candidates would ever come back, really, before the general.
Okay, the fact that the attorney sent a letter and what he said is, you must check with us before you release the information so we can see the validity of what you're saying. Which, in other words, what they're saying preemptively is, we're going to challenge this. We're going to say you didn't get it right. You messed up on the app, but you messed up on this also. I'm telling you, that's where they're going with this thing. Yep. Because he got his shoes shined.
Well, and I've been kind of focused on the angle, just the PR, the politics of this, the messaging. What the media in particular wanted is at least somebody to win, so you could go to their speech and see them as that clear winner. The momentum's begun to take down President Trump. And you got none of that. You got a bunch of people claiming victory. The story's not about a winner and the Democrats.
It's about confusion.
Yes, and the party and mayhem, and now Trump gets to speak directly to the American people tonight.
I said yesterday and I said last week, we're going to be looking at the numbers of people who showed up. Guess what? It was lower than it was in 2016. Lower.
Wow.
So that does not, and it's all, this is all bad for the Democrats. When we get the numbers and we actually take it apart, I think number one, you can find that Biden was getting shellacked, that the total number in turnout was terrible. And this concept that everybody wants to get rid of Trump is just false.
Well, and today, of all places, you know, Drudge's been pretty down on the president the last, you know, year or so. But it just popped today. Gallup, 49% approval for the president. Better than Obama this time in Obama's presidency.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a biggie. Bill, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums, go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com. Janny King.
the king of clean.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, I got to sit in on the conference call that was going to explain what happened. And that was a little 30-second piece that came from the party chair that we had difficulties with, what did he call it? It's in one of the clips that he called
it's
it.
It's a reporting app?
The problem wasn't that no one... It wasn't the app problem, it was the reporting part was the problem. Well, the app was doing the reporting for you. It was a problem. These guys, I'm telling you, this is what is wrong with these guys. They have convinced themselves within a tight group of people that this is the way it is. Everybody hates Trump as much as they do. And the problem is that's not the case. And when you look at the big picture of things, having a lower turnout than 2016, that is huge. And then in some places, Trump was doing his own place. They had big numbers here. When here Mark Meadows and Gates talk about that. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys. Y'all are sounding good again today.
Thank you very much.
What do you attribute Sleepy Joe's demise to? You think it's been associated in the news so much with the impeachment and the Ukrainian?
I think several things. If you look at the number one and number two spender in Iowa, it was Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. And they each outspent him 2-1. Sanders was at $10 million. Biden was at $4.6 million. And Buttigieg was right at $9 million. So I think that was part of it. The second part is that he did not have an organization, particularly Buttigieg and Bernie had. And I don't know what the final numbers are, but I suspect what we're going to see is that at the very top is going to be Bernie and Buttigieg, and there's going to be a clearance level of about 7 to 8 points before you get to Elizabeth Warren, and then probably 10 points or maybe stay at that 8 till you get to Biden.
Interesting. Well, I did not realize that he had been outspent that badly.
Yeah, he has very little money in the bank, and Bernie has got a ton of money. I said $20 million. He's got $50 million in the bank right now.
So you really think it was the spending more than it was the publicity of the impeachment and the Ukrainian?
Yeah, I think that. I think the impeachment part should have done more to hurt Bernie, but again, we don't know what the actual numbers are. I'm making some assumptions here, but I think Bernie and Pete Buttigieg are going to be number one, number two, pretty tight together, but it's going to be some distance before you get to number three and number four, and that's what the problem is. If he came in a true number four in Iowa, being the, quote, national front runner, that is really, really bad, and I think New Hampshire is going to make him pay a price for that.
Well, that's interesting. It's going to be really interesting how they report these numbers and how they back up what they report.
Well, whatever. And again, mark my words. Whatever they report, Biden's campaign is going to question it. And the reason they're going to question is because he did so poorly.
Well, I can't wait until we actually start having some real politics going on, because good Lord only knows that Trump has enough ammo from all these sound bites that are out and about from the impeachment and some of this other stuff. He is going to wear them out.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The fact that they had such a low turnout in Iowa, that as a political person, that speaks volumes. And if you were lower than where Hillary and Bernie were in 2016, and you've got that many candidates working, you got that many people trying to turn people out, and you're lower, that, I'm telling you, that is really, really bad.
Not to mention all of the press on your side. Yeah. You've been working this thing up for years. It's unreal.
Well, and the thing about the press, I mean, there is absolutely no question that they are against Trump.
No doubt.
I mean, every story, there is never a positive story about Trump. I mean, it doesn't matter what he does, what he says, what he predicts. Everything is slanted to the negative toward him.
I agree.
So there, it's really remarkable to me. And you may see it a little different, Dan, but it's remarkable to me that Trump's numbers can be increasing with all the negative publicity, with all the negative commenting, and the way the press drives him down. And for people to think, I mean, when's the last time a president had a 49 rating?
Well, it's been a while.
The last one I can think of, didn't Reagan's numbers get
Reagan's numbers in the second half of the second term when we were doing Reykjavik, that their numbers really took off for him.
But how high did they get? Did they get?
I would have to go back and look. It got higher than 49. I know that.
Yeah, I was thinking it was in the low 50s, but that's been a long time ago. But I appreciate y'all letting me have my 2 cents worth. Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. Be safe. Gang, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this.
Show.
Just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis over here at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River. We jumped right to the news on the river this week. Y'all, we're excited to bring Eden Brent back on Sunday afternoon. That's right. For our live music this week, Eden Brent will be back in town, a beautiful voice, a beautiful piano player. Going to get some good old Memphis boogie-woogie and some low-down Mississippi soul blues music. So we'll have a good time. Y'all check that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or go to the Facebook page. You'll see a menu of the food. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, grilled, any way you like it. Got a killer ribeye steak, good old gumbo. We got something good you like to eat. We also got an RV park down here on the river. That's right. You can bring your camper trailer down here and stay with us for a weekend or a week or two, however long you'd like. We'll be glad to have you. We'll feed you up good. We got a pontoon boats we rent out, so you can come down here with your family, bring your camper, or bring your own boat with you. We just got a lot going on the river, so get on down here, check it out. Y'all, we've been missing you. Come on soon and come hungry.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy Bama Miles up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The delay on getting results from the Democrats' Iowa caucuses is blamed on problems with a new app used by each precinct to report their numbers. The backup phone system for reporting had some people on hold for a long time or hung up on. We're told to expect results as soon as possible today. Pete Buttigieg claiming a good night in Iowa, now looking ahead to the vote in New Hampshire.
We are excited to be with you as we enter in the week that will lead to a historic moment on Tuesday night in the New Hampshire primary. With your help.
Buttigieg at a campaign event in Manchester. A second death outside China in Hong Kong is reported from the new coronavirus. Fox's Simon Owen.
China now counting more than 20,000 cases of the virus. It's also reporting 425 deaths, that number jumping by nearly a fifth in a day. There have been tensions with the U.S., China accusing American leaders of scaremongering.
With new travel restrictions. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our little spring preview continues today, breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. These gentlemen have been patient with us. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Jim?
Pretty good, man. It's I'll tell you what, if you're a Democrat right now, you must be in the fetal position, sucking your thumb or something. You got the implosion last night of the caucuses. Trump to deliver a fantastic State of the Union tonight. And then tomorrow, he'll be acquitted. I mean, can things get any worse for the Democrats?
Let me tell you something else that's going to happen today and tomorrow when they're doing the 10 minutes that each senator can speak. the impeachment managers about to get spanked by several senators. Lindsey Graham being one of them, Ted Cruz being another one, Richard Shelby, I believe, to be another one. Several senators are going to go after the impeachment managers. Guess who their number one target is? Adam Schiff. And about what he did wrong.
It's going to be a fun time.
It really is, because let me tell you something. It's brilliant, is that they have no protection. These senators can say whatever they want to, and I don't think a whole bunch of the Democrat senators are going to be defending Adam Schiff. They may be talking about what was wrong and what needed to be done, but they're not going to go to Adam Schiff's defense.
I'll tell you what, man. Can anything be worse for a Democrat that's running for anything right now? I mean, good grief.
I tell you another big winner out of Iowa is Joni Ernst.
Yes.
Because the numbers were so low of Democrats turning out, she is now considered a shoo-in for the U.S. Senate race. Because they cannot, if that's all the votes they can muster, and you've got that many candidates that are turning votes out, I mean, think about that. You had seven people who were really actively spending time and money to get votes out. Now, Biden did a crappy job. Bernie and Buttigieg did a good job. Amy, I think, did an okay job. But Steyer spent, they were estimating, just in voter turnout, somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million. And he basically got nothing out of the deal.
I don't think Warren did a whole lot, too. But
Warren beat Biden.
Yeah. The pressing question right now,
I don't know that
for
a fact, but I think that.
Here's what people want to know.
Yeah?
How many different colored granny sweaters does Elizabeth Warren have?
I love how she started on that. As she started out her speech, as a daughter of a janitor, I'm going like, God, there she goes. And again, everything is identity politics with her. I'm going to tell you how poor I am. And the fact that I was a Harvard professor shouldn't confuse you at all. The fact that I'm a multimillionaire flipping homes should not confuse you at all. The fact that I took money from Wall Street when I was investigating them as a person on the committee shouldn't worry you at all.
She needs to change her outfit. She wears the same type sweater and outfit everywhere. I mean, it's kind of, people have got this caricature of her in their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, the other thing she needs to do is she needs to dance as often as she would like.
Yeah.
She is awful at it. She goes goofy a la mode.
Man, it's like she was built from an erector set or something. I don't know. This thing, you know, I've heard the last couple of days some kind of crude remarks on social media and stuff, you know, about Rush Limbaugh.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, how can people say stuff like that? I mean, people, oh, he's getting what he, you know, this is terrible. How low people will stoop.
They're not thinking of him. They're not thinking of him as a person.
Yeah, they're thinking of exactly right.
Yeah, that's kind of crap. But anyway, it's going to be a, man, I can't wait for the State of the Union night. Man, Trump, you talk about having your ammunition ready. I mean, he's got all he needs.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be a good time.
I think he's going to do a good job with it. I'm looking for the optics that Bernie is not going to be there, I understand now. I'm looking for the optics of what's Nancy Pelosi going to be doing, what's Chuck Schumer going to be doing. I don't think he's going to be mentioning impeachment. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't think he is. He doesn't need to.
He's, you know, it's just, I mean, everybody's seen all this for themselves right now, this stuff that's going on now. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're not even going to release all the results tonight on the thing that just whatever they've got.
I know. I think the concept of you want these people to be running government and they can't run an app?
You want them to be running your health care when they can't even handle this? Well, something's. I'm not a conspiracy guy. Something fishy's going on.
Well, they started out, and it really was funny. They started out that the Russians hacked this so their boy Trump would have confusion in the Democrats. I mean, that really was started. You actually picked up a little bit of that on CNN last night. And then so finally the Democrat Party in Iowa had to say this was not a hacking situation.
This is a stupidity.
Yeah, this is a We Are Dumb 101.
Well, CNN and MSNBC, man, they're just, the people they over there, their heads are just spinning right now. They look like somebody stole their candy, you know what I mean? They just, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, Morning Joe didn't know how to handle this morning. They had to attack Trump for fidgeting during a national anthem or something. That was their lead deal to attack Trump. But when they got down to this, it was like, well, you know, this is a state's issue, it's not a national issue, and it's just bad luck and all that kind of. No, I'm sorry. You don't run a campaign and have bad luck run you over.
I call it impeachment karma.
Impeachment karma. I like
y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you so very much. You too. Wallace and Moody made a great decision. Was that a great decision that they made? They hired Paul and Christy Mello. Skip Zillow, call Mello. They're the aces when you're going to list your home. Now, why is that important? Because you want someone on your side of the ledger when you're trying to sell your home. Someone is going to be honest with you and say, you know, maybe what we ought to do is look at this to repair or this to present your home in a better light. This is what the pricing we're recommending for you. They can do all of that. It did not cost you a thing to talk to them. Not a thing. You can give them a call. They're going to give you a little kit. They're going to talk about the different things that they are going to be looking at. But call Paul and Christy. They are wonderful people. I know them on a personal basis. I'm recommending them because I know them. You cannot get a recommendation for me just for the heck of it. I cannot be bought. I only do it when I believe. And I believe in Paul and Christy. Get ready to copy. I'm going to give you Paul's number first. 334-399-7648. Christie's is 334-398-3434. Skip Zillow. Call Mello. They're with Wallace and Moody Realtors. We're going to be back with Sam and Mark after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build 2 new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Porch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. I'm so excited. I'm getting my house really taken care of. Wes Lord is doing a wonderful job. You know what he did? He did the spackling of my ceiling himself. I got the guy.
The man himself.
The man himself to do it. Now, that's the kind of guy he is. He's got the cutest dog, too. He's got one of those Australian sheepdogs.
Yeah.
And did I show you the picture of the kind of the rat finder?
No. Detector? Oh, no, yeah, you did see that.
He thinks that now, he agrees with me, I think there's a possum that may be under there, but cute dog. But let me tell you what, Wes is just great. If you need some remodeling, you need some repairs done, say you want to get that kitchen done, say you want to do your bathroom, he can do it for you. Wes Lord is outstanding. He's a champion of a man. I've known him for a lot of years. Another one where I've known his father and his, matter of fact, his stepbrother and I were in school together, I hate to even say this, in ninth grade. That's a long time ago. His cell phone number, ready to copy, 334-657-4310. 334-657-4310. Tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener, because he is too. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris.
Sam, how in the heck are you?
I'm doing well today. I'm trying to enjoy this weather before everything just goes south, before the rain gets.
I know. I mean, I'm looking down, it's going to be 73 degrees today, and then the rain comes in tomorrow late.
Yeah, I heard from my brother this morning, and he's working for Warren Buffett's railroad out in Oklahoma.
Yeah?
And he went ahead and packed the bag. They figure they'll be living in the shop for the next few days because of the blizzard conditions.
Oh.
And that's headed our way.
Blizzard's not good. I don't like blizzards.
Yeah. It'll be wind and rain by the time he gets here, but I believe Rich Thomas has his forecast right.
He normally does. He's like spot on.
You know, I told myself I was going to be brief when I got on. Anyways, last night, 11 o'clock, I flipped on the BBC, and they hem-hawed, and they speculated, and they scratched their heads, and they wanted to call it for Bernie so bad, but they didn't have a clue about what to make out of Iowa. But what I was going to mention, all day yesterday, I kept hearing about changing the order of states. And it would seem like that was the unified message. And I was wondering what would be behind that instead of having Iowa first. Heard that several times, that they shouldn't be the first.
I think they actually, because of this, I think they actually may lose their first first primary status. Let me tell you, this is such, in the world of politics, this is such a screw-up. It is unbelievable. The television,
yes,
the network spent millions of dollars to be in Iowa to report this information. They had people all over the place. They had, and I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have, and this is what is wrong with the media, they rely too much on government and other people to do their work for them. During the old days, they would have people like key precincts, and you look at the numbers, you do a comparison to what it was in 2016, comparison of what it was in 2012, and they didn't do any of that. They're getting lazy, and they're relying on other people's work, and this is what happens.
You know, that's the key word. They're relying lazy. They're relying on other people's word, and they're not doing any true reporting.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, I heard that. It rung a bell. I just thought I'd run that by you. Dan, that's all I got. I hope you all have a great day.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you. Yeah, they could literally lose their first status. I'm not sure who would take place because what most people kind of miss, and having been there, I can kind of speak to it on a personal basis. The reason Iowa works, and they started in 1972, is that little Jimmy Carter from Governor Georgia went there, and he just hung out in Iowa. People got to know him, and they liked him, and he won. And so he got looked at, and so that catapulted him into the deal. And so what you want is a small state that doesn't have either has a bunch of little media markets or no media markets at all, i.e. New Hampshire during the old day didn't have any media market. They have one now. They're dependent upon Boston. But that's what you want. So you have a candidate that's really getting to know the people who is relying on local organizations. So you can kind of see what they've got. Because I tell you, Michael Bloomberg had to be looking at this thing going, oh, man, this is so good. I get to throw my money gun at them and see what they're going to do with that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today, my man?
Oh, it feels so good. I'm working outside, even though it's clouding up. Buddy, short pants and T-shirt.
All right. I'm a short shirt. That's
it,
your bet.
Can't beat it. You know, the major media is dissing Iowa. Really bad today.
They really, you know why? Because they crept on them. I mean, they're sitting there trying to report numbers, and they didn't give them the essence of what they needed, and those were numbers. And I'm telling you, they spent millions of dollars to be there. They were flying anchors and all sorts of stuff.
But I'm speaking of the state and the people. For the first time, I hear Jane, what's her name this morning, go up. Well, Iowa, they start mentioning Iowa's 82% white. Well, that nobody's ever talked about that after the Iowa caucus in previous years. Period, exclamation point. And now they're saying Iowa is not a good representation. Well, Iowa was at the top of the charts just 48 hours ago. They were the decider of everything. So the people in Iowa, that I told Joey earlier, people in Iowa didn't show up because there's nothing to show up for. These guys' ideas are so whacked out, even the Roundup-infested brains of Iowans don't want to deal with those people. They have nothing to offer, and Donald Trump, of course, is the highest turnout of any incumbent in the Iowa caucus.
Well, so, and again, what you had is you didn't have your standard Iowan show up. You had your most liberal, progressive people who live in Iowa show up, and that's where this thing got out of kilter. And I'm telling you, the low numbers and the way the numbers broke speaks volumes. They're going to get their butts handed to them, and I would be shocked if Donald Trump didn't win Iowa by more than 58% of the vote.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think the app excuse is just a cover-up, guys.
So what do you think really happened?
I think nobody showed up, and the numbers are so sparse that they're embarrassed to report it. I look at Pete Buttigieg and Little Mike, I do believe are going to be the top two contenders. I still say Buttigieg is the one the party's going to back because he's the only one that's not old and
senile. he's young and senile. His ideas are completely ridiculous. All of their ideas are absurd. No way to get this stuff to happen in America. And I didn't appreciate the after speeches, which everybody was celebrating their non-win. All of them saying Donald Trump is the most dangerous president in the history of this country. This is their talking point, and I'm sorry. I'm insulted.
Yeah. But see, let me tell you something. They're not for anything. They're against Donald Trump, and their things that they are for are you can't sustain them. You can't sustain Medicare for All. You can't, you know, the New Green Deal, you can't do that. You can't sustain it. So they're stuck. They're absolutely stuck.
Yes, there's nobody that wants to talk about their agenda because it is dismal.
Well,
and I think it's wonderful. I appreciate it. They gave us early Valentine's president and tell us how boldly stupid these people are.
They're boldly
going where nobody has gone before. I just saw it last night. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Can we try to fit Tammy in here? Should I hold her over?
We got 2 minutes, really.
That's not enough for Tammy.
Yeah, it's not. But we do need to fill a little bit of time. Did you see the video? It was a Buttigieg. It was a Iowa caucus stop. It was Buttigieg's precinct captain. They're getting their caucus together, and this one woman, all of a sudden, who had already signed her presidential preference card, goes up to a Buttigieg captain, and goes, "Wait, Pete is gay?"
No.
He's openly. Has he not read his Bible? And the captain actually handles it pretty well. Like, man, we'll look into see if you don't want to support. You've already signed, but we'll look into it. And she's like, when did this come out?
Really?
It's like, woman, where have you been? Because at the victory speech, they're yelling, Jason. It's amazing what can slip through the cracks with some voters. Like, how did you not know that, ma'am?
I didn't know that. Did you see the event where the guy with the torch is coming out? And
he had a torch.
Wasn't a good look.
Hopefully it wasn't a tiki torch.
No, it wasn't a tiki torch. Tammy, hang on for a minute. I'm going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada.